This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number three in studio tonight. It's Daryl
and Chris,
and you can join us by calling toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about this Canadian woman, Emily Nild, 27-year-old graduate student who was arrested in Georgia for the dastardly crime of being Canadian and having a Canadian driver's license. You might think that I'm making that up, but no, she was pulled over for doing 87 in a 70 mile per hour zone. And when she presented her driver's license from Ontario province and was then unable to, at the request of the officer, produce original hard copies of her passport, Nexus card, and birth certificate, she was arrested. Story goes on to say that she was eventually released after being allowed to use her debit card to pay the $880 in bond. The county, someone from the county, I don't remember exactly who, said, no, that didn't happen. Our law says that she's entitled to go before a court and get bond within 48 hours. We never said she was going to stay in jail until June 12th. Well, her bank account says something different.
Right.
So somebody here is lying, and it seems to be that it's the cops who also were not following their own regulations. Again, the captain of the police department says that there are nearly a million travelers on Interstate 75 in this one particular county in Georgia every month, saying that they see a lot of cases of identity theft and other related crimes. This is why we follow Georgia Department of Driver Services guidelines and request a passport or visa to verify identities.
I call BS, but that's okay.
The CBC did a little bit of investigating, and according to the Georgia Department of Driver Services website, quote, non-U.S. citizens holding a valid foreign driver's license are allowed to drive in the state of Georgia. The website goes on to explain, quote, in the case of a driver's license issued by the driver's licensing authority of a foreign country, a law officer may consult a person's passport or visa to verify the validity of such a license if available, meaning if the documents, the passport and the visa, are available.
But again,
it doesn't say must, it said may.
Right. And I'm sorry, we have a college girl,
yes,
right, driving back from where she goes to school. This is pretty much it.
She was actually driving to where she went to school in Tennessee. She
right.
was passing through Georgia
on her way back
to
okay.
Tennessee.
My apologies. But the point is where's your probable cause? What made you so suspicious of this dastardly college girl?
We pulled her over
because
for
she was speeding.
And then we've got laws that say that you've got to prove your identity, and it says we may consult, so therefore that means that you must present these documents.
You've got an overzealous cop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, the charges were dismissed. Story here continues. 3 days after her arrest, Matthew Bennett, the Cook County Probate Court solicitor, agreed that the charges should be dismissed, and the judge signed off on it. Bennett said, quote, I just felt it probably became a bigger deal than it should have been, considering that she was here studying with no prior trouble. He said the court is consulting with Neil's attorney on taking measures to erase the arrest record. So they're working on either expunging or
right.
annulling, depending on whichever legal term applies there in Georgia. And as of last week, and this article was from earlier this week, they say that the attorney's office was estimating it could take, quote, another couple weeks or so to do so. In the statement issued earlier in the week, Bennett said, the confusion arose because Miss Nild said she lived in Tennessee. Yes, she lives in Tennessee because that's where she's going to college.
Right. Or did she just state that because she's been going to school there for a while?
But,
you know what I mean?
Generally.
Yeah.
And I've been pulled over enough times and dealt with police enough to where I know they ask, where are you going? Where you live? Is this the address where you live?
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm currently living in Tennessee. She probably said, I'm going to school in Tennessee.
Last time I got asked, where are you headed tonight? My statement was, no disrespect intended here, but that's none of your business.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Right. And but I know that there are some people that will say you should only ever respond with, I don't answer your questions. That may or may not cause the police to escalate the situation,
right?
If you will, if you don't want to answer questions, you could always respond with, "I will not answer questions without a lawyer present."
Right, and the problem is that so many people in law enforcement will take that as you're trying to be difficult.
Oh, you're trying to hide something. You
right.
got something to hide here.
Right.
No.
I
just don't see how this question is relevant to the reason you pulled me over, and I will not answer any questions that are part of an investigation.
Well, more to my...
Without a lawyer present.
What my motivation is when I'm given these opportunities to exercise, to flex my rights
right.
a little bit, whether it's, you know, open carrying a pistol or, you know, participating in a rally or, you know, telling a cop he has no right to ask me that, I try to do it. I don't do it every time, but, you know, those opportunities are, I think, educational
right.
for the officer,
well,
too.
Well, and those sorts of questions, the where are you going, where are you coming from, where do you live?
Right.
Do you know what those questions are for? It's part of a fishing expedition
sure.
where they're trying
Absolutely.
To get you to either contradict yourself or admit that you were doing something else illegal.
Right. And
where are you coming from? Oh, I just got done buying some crack.
And guess what? Contradicting a police, contradicting your answer or changing your answer. Well, he lied to us.
Right.
That's what
lying
that comes to.
Lying
to
an officer
is
another charge.
Right.
Continuing on here, the probate guy, Matthew Bennett, says that non-permanent residents in the United States are allowed to obtain Tennessee driver's licenses if they're living there. So, well, if you're currently in Tennessee going to school, why don't you just get a Tennessee driver's license? Well, because I'm a Canadian citizen, I'm a Canadian resident. It doesn't matter. You should just jump through all the hoops and the hurdles.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things, and
right.
not to really divert this to a New Hampshire-specific thing, but there's legislation that is going to wind up possibly causing snowbirds to have to every 6 months change all of their documentation.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're here, and then they've removed the for an indefinite period for who is a resident of the state, you're
yeah.
here, therefore you're a resident.
Right.
Well, they've left in this part that says if you claim residency elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it's just going to wind up causing more confusion. It's not going to solve anything.
Right. And none of this is, none of it's going to solve any real problems that exist.
Right.
What this is.
Might prevent a few college students from voting.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is this idea. This is the result of nationalism. This is, you know, when everybody from another country is not like us, therefore they must be evil.
Right.
Because, you know, if some people from Mexico do crimes, then all people from Mexico are now suspect.
Florida man commits all kinds of horrible stuff, but we don't ban Florida man.
No, but I love following Florida man on Reddit. That is like the greatest subreddit there is.
The
go ahead.
Probate guy has some advice for Canadian drivers. Quote, make sure you have your passport and other supporting documents along with your driver's license at all times. I know I would. He says, I know I would if I was in a foreign country.
Yeah, what a crock. You know, what a total crock. And that's where we've gotten to. This has become a papers please society, that we are going to be expected, whether you're Canadian, any other country, or a U.S. citizen, you better be able to prove your identity beyond the shadow of a doubt for anything.
And there's a little bit more to this, plus some ridiculousness out of Canada dealing with the cartel surrounding maple syrup. This is Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story from the CBC about the young Canadian woman that was arrested
for being Canadian and having Canadian driver's license while driving through the state of Georgia. Again, more on that. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. It's something that libertarians have been asking for at least a decade that I'm aware of. And Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like a Yelp. But unlike Yelp, you can actually connect and share with other users. And also, unlike Yelp, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. Code FTL gets you that special listener badge. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, story from the CBC about a Canadian woman, Emily Nild, who was arrested, and she says, "It was mortifying. I was terrified the entire time." Arrested because she had a Canadian driver's license issued from the province of Ontario and did not have original hard copies of her passport, Nexus card, and birth certificate on her at the time. And the some guy from the probate office there in Cook County, Georgia, said, well, everybody that's foreign in the country should just carry all of their documents with them at all the time, because that's what I would do if I was in a foreign country. Nild said she had copies of those documents on her phone, but believed it. She says she doesn't think it would have made a difference if she actually had the originals, because the officer believed a Canadian driver's license was invalid.
Right.
Nild added, if you're a police officer, you should know your laws, especially on I-75 when people travel north. She says there are so many snowbirds and Canadians that drive to Florida all the time for vacation. After finding out that her arrest would be cleared from the system, she said she cried with joy, and she just recently flew back to Canada. Right now she is at home with her parents in Kleinburg, Ontario, but said that she will still have to make another trip back to the U.S. to pick up her car. She also said that she is excited to receive her bail money as a refund, which has been put in the mail. In the meantime, she wants the Cook County Sheriff's Office in Georgia to be held accountable so that stuff like this doesn't happen again. She said, at least with the officer who arrested me, I would love to see a formal reprimand. That way she can learn that this is not right, and an apology, which is what I would love the most. Now, Chris, you've dealt with bureaucrats enough in your life. Do you think that Emily Nild will ever get an apology from the officer that arrested her?
Probably not without a civil suit. You're spending lots of money, and it's just not going to happen. I mean, the whole thing's insanity. I did enjoy one thing that the judge had said. Is that in your article?
There is a final statement from the judge where, when the sheriff's office was asked for a statement, they gave the judge's statement in response, where Judge Chase Daughtry, I'm not sure how that's pronounced, because every time I see it, somebody pronounces it a different way,
right.
Said, Miss Nild was afforded the same rights as an American citizen, and she had the opportunity to have the facts of her case heard in a court of law. In this case, the justice system worked, and for that, everyone should be thankful.
So they omitted part of what he said. Or she, I'm not sure what the gender is of this particular judge, but it started out...
generally is a male name.
It could be. But the quote actually started out by saying, the 5th and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution affords due process to non-citizens just as it does to our own citizens. And I think that's an important point, and it's been debated, certainly overseas. The courts have concluded that the Constitution does not follow the flag. Right. In other words, when we go and invade another country, we're not going to respect our own Constitution. But it's generally been upheld that people that do come here are afforded those same rights. And
But there are people that make the argument that the U.S. Constitution only applies to U.S. citizens.
Right.
And some people have argued it only applies to U.S. citizens over the age of 18.
Right.
That's one of the things that I was taught in 8th grade American history.
You still believe that?
I don't believe it. I'm just telling you it's what the teacher told me.
Sure.
That constitutional rights only apply to people that are old enough to vote.
Yeah. But that's been challenged a number of times. And you know, honestly, if you do believe in a system of constitutional protection for individual rights, which is basically what we have in the Bill of Rights, you know, to me, that should always follow the flag. It should apply everywhere we go, and it should apply to anyone who visits us. We should be standing up and saying, look, we respect these things. At least some of our founding fathers might have said this.
Right.
I can't imagine a politician today doing that. But saying that we respect these ideals so much that we'll extend them to anyone who visits us.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Catherine calling in from somewhere on the road in Arizona. Catherine, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, it's interesting. You know, so many things are happening around this issue. But I was just listening to either Rush Limbaugh or somebody else that sounds a lot like him on that radio station. And he had a guy call in from California that's an immigration person that does the interview before they become a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the questions they ask are like, have you ever voted in America? And so many of them have, just because they got a driver's license. And they're honest and they say they did, and they're not legal immigrants, or they don't know if they have a criminal background. They don't know anything about them. And then they go on to ask questions like, would you fight for America? Would you bear arms for America? And many of them really hem-haw about it or don't really want to or say if they had to. And it's
right.
Sort of like and this guy is just one of tens of thousands of these guys, and he's seeing a half dozen of these a month.
All right, so hold on. I've got a question about the question of would you take up arms. I personally am a conscientious objector. Should I have my citizenship revoked?
Many would say yes, Daryl.
No, but, you know, I mean, they aren't even legal yet. And, you know, what I mean is, like, wow. I don't know.
So somebody that's a conscientious objector should not be allowed to move here from another country?
Well, I think what's more important is the fact that they weren't yet citizens and they voted.
Right.
And in large numbers, and how is that impacting things, you know?
Let's keep you, I'm not sure if there's more that you've got on that, but we'll hold you over.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you, for some reason, don't want to call in, but you still want to interact with other listeners and sometimes host of the show. Well, you can do that in the Discord chats. I think there are numerous chats. I've got the thing popped up in front of me, and I count probably close to a dozen different chat rooms that are part of the Discord thing. Go to discord.lrn.fm. There's even a call-in line through the Discord. And generally, people sound pretty good as long as they've got like a halfway decent microphone and half-decent connection on the Internet. Mm-hmm. Discord.lrn.fm. Let's go back to Catherine calling in from somewhere on the road in Arizona. Catherine, you had called in, said that you were listening to some other talk show, and I think you said he was an attorney, was the guest on the show, stating that there are certain immigrants in California who have said that they may have voted in California elections and may or may not be conscientious objectors.
Well, actually, they didn't say they may have. They said they did, and it was attorney was being interviewed by Rush Limbaugh, but the guy that called in was an actual agent and ex-military person in California. Sounded like a very soft-spoken, nice person. Mm-hmm. But what he was shocked about was how many of them, they just admit it. Like, they don't hold back. They just say, yeah, I did vote. Like, they didn't even get it because they had a driver's license. They got something in the mail to vote. And so they go down there. And
let me ask this question. Hold on, Catherine.
And they were voting for Democrats. You know?
Did they say that they were voting in municipal elections or they were voting in federal elections?
They're voting for the president. and they were voting for Hillary and Obama to help support them.
Okay.
I know, right? Like, it's crazy. And the guy went on to talk about the people as they were being vetted through the rest of the process about, you know, some of it's ignorance and some of it is just us not doing a very good job on this, you know?
So let me ask you, are you afraid of these people?
I'm not afraid of them, but living in Arizona, you experience the heroin problems, the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, and all that. And, I mean, big time. Like, there is a war on the border in El Paso that's not being covered. I don't know why.
Well, I was going to say, because we have problems with trafficking of humans and a huge opiate problem and a huge drug problem, according to some, here in the state of New Hampshire, yet we have no illegal aliens to speak of, really, from Mexico.
Down here, the Mexican mob is alive and well. But,
yeah,
you know,
I don't...
I'm not afraid of anybody, but what I'm concerned about is, like, if we don't have respect for our country, why will anybody else? And we need to have better, you know, indoctrination of being in our country so that we don't lose our country.
Well, what the response has been, and I'm going to go back to about the progressive area, Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson, has been a system of indoctrination of our own people to believe that we have to have this nationalist mentality that people, American is, there is American exceptionalism, and we must defend, you know, our rights to this great country. And part of me says, and I, believe me, I've called into the Rush Limbaugh show. I was once on Rush Limbaugh's TV show. I used to be a big ditto head. But as I've gotten older, I've come to question some of those things and go, what am I so afraid of? You know, I'm afraid of the guy that takes the job picking watermelons. I'm afraid of this guy who, this woman who crossed the border with her kids, and she's changing sheets at a Motel 6, a job that I don't want to have. And they see this, they come here because they see opportunity. And why would I want to come down hard on them and not demonstrate what's good about America? How this can be a land that you can, if you work hard, you can have opportunity. I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but you're talking, you know, you're going to great extremes here. Of course I don't not want to help those people. Those people are also being abused by our immigration not being done better. Because what happens is then the criminal element comes in and runs the party. And I'll tell you what, in Arizona, there's very, just below the surface, a lot of anger, and they refuse to speak language. They speak their own language to each other, and they've been here 20 years, and people, they just don't care, because we have, and I'm like four Mexicans coming. I am.
I can think of a group of people that have been in the United States for about 200 or 300 years that still speak their own language to each other, and they stick to themselves. They're referred to as Amish.
Yeah, the other.
You know what? That's
go ahead.
Not the same. Now I'm telling you, if you could see what's going on and the numbers of human trafficking and the hundreds of thousands of kids dying from heroin pouring over the border, no, it's not okay. We have to do it different.
Nobody is defending heroin overdoses, Catherine.
Yeah, but I would look to root causes, and because Trump speaks a lot about, you know, all the drugs flowing over the border, drugs flow into marketplaces because there's a market. And unfortunately, we have such stringent drug laws. I mean, for God's sakes, marijuana is still considered a Schedule I drug. That you're going to have, we're a magnet for those drugs.
The law. The police cannot enforce the laws against the heroin because they're not on the books yet. They can enforce laws against meth because it's on the books.
Right.
There are laws against heroin, Catherine. You're starting to break up. Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
heroin is illegal.
Is it?
If you don't have a prescription.
I can't get a prescription for heroin, Daryl.
Well, there are certain variants.
Different opiates.
Just like
and
morphine.
Right.
You can, you know, certain
I can do
things.
That.
You wind up going to the doctors, they'll give you prescriptions for morphine. Generally, it's only used in the hospital, and heroin and morphine are basically the same drug.
They are, but the bigger point is she's very upset because drugs are flowing across the border. The key
drugs
to that
flow into prison as well.
They do, but the key is when you have a drug policy that creates black markets, then yes, drugs are going to flow into your country. They're not going to be voluntarily regulated. They're not going to be sold by upstanding citizens. They're going to find their way into black markets where there's little or no oversight, and there's only a very perverted profit motive that will cause violence and death. So when we start complaining about, the big Mexican problem and all the drugs, point your fingers at
the CIA.
I was going to say Jeff Sessions, our current drug policy and the drug policy of every president since FDR, because it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. This is not how you solve it.
Right. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. So there was 10 motorcycle accidents that ended in fatality here in Albuquerque on the last 5 months.
Okay.
So from beginning of this year to until now. So that's about 2 motorcycles killed per month. So I'm assuming, I think this year, we're going to get the number one in motorcycle fatalities too.
Is that high? I don't know motorcycle accident statistics, Sarah.
I don't keep up with statistics of that either. What's the solution? You call in and you keep identifying various problems. What are the solutions? Do you have a solution?
Well, how do you solve this?
The solution I think it's funny that New Mexico is number one in pedestrian hit and run, and now we're going to be number one in motorcycle fatalities.
So do we ban pedestrians, motorcycles, and automobiles, or do you just point out problems but you don't have solutions?
The thing is, we have red light cameras.
That's not a solution, Sarah. Thank you
for the call, Sarah.
Your calls and thoughts welcome here in the closing moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and possibly join us here in the closing moments if you call in now. We'll get back to the stories that we have brought to the table. The we in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And you're running out of time. Mother's Day is right around the corner. And, yeah, it's getting time to hit that panic button. But please don't get suckered into one of those online flower giants that pitches $19.99 for flowers, but when all said and done, it costs you $60. And don't be the person that goes to the grocer and grabs produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. Because doing one of those things tells mom that you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them online and brag about you to all of her friends. And because Books cuts out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send artisan designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com. I'm looking at the website right now. It is not too late to get delivery for Mother's Day weekend, which is coming up this weekend. And remember, code FTL saves you an extra 15%. Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. So, Chris, there apparently was a Chicago man that filled out a form with the post office.
He did fill out a form.
And he's now in trouble for having done so.
He did. This comes to us from NPR. Man allegedly used change of address form to move UPS headquarters to his apartment.
So UPS moved into this guy's apartment, and he was just helping them out by filing the paper?
As federal crimes go, this one seems to have been ridiculously easy to pull off.
Yes.
Deshaun Henderson Spruce submitted a U.S. Postal Service change of address form on October 26, 2017, according to court documents. He requested changing a corporation's mailing address from an address in Atlanta to the address of his apartment in Chicago's North Side.
All right. Well, companies relocate.
Sure. The post office duly updated the address, and Henderson Spruce allegedly began receiving the company's mail, including checks. It went on for months. Prosecutors say he deposited some $58,000 in checks improperly forwarded to his address.
All right, so before we continue on here, read that next sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got thoughts.
So the corporation isn't named in the court documents, but the Chicago Tribune reports that it's the shipping company UPS.
All right, so I'm wondering here, if there's going to be some kind of verification process for changing an address now.
I kind of thought there already was. It's just one of those things that one would think in a normal world that post offices would do, but then I have to remind myself that it's the post office. And of course, there's probably not.
Right. And I'm trying to think because, you know, like I've moved enough.
Right.
In my life to where I'm trying to think if I had to do any kind of verification when I've ever moved. There may wind up being something that goes to the old address. And, you know, if you know where your future address is going to be before you leave the old address,
right,
there might be something that comes and says, if you didn't request this, then please, you know, do something. I don't know.
But
one would think with as much mail as what UPS, a big, huge, giant company.
And this is their corporate headquarters. This is all the employees at corporate headquarters.
Right, but, you know, there's probably a large amount of junk mail that goes to a business anyway. And then, oh, we got some junk mail from the UPS. Throw it in the shredder. Nobody's going to open that.
Right, right.
Or if they do, what's this? And then they pass it to their supervisor, and then their supervisor puts his coffee on it and then forgets about it for a week.
Yeah. In a statement, and I'm skipping around the article here, but in a statement to NPR, the U.S. Postal Service says it processes nearly 37 million changes of address requests last year, and not all change of address complaints turned out to be fraudulent. They say that they investigated somewhere around, I want to say it's
17,077. I just happened to have found that number.
Yeah, yeah. Fraudulent requests.
Those were just the complaints related to fraudulent changes.
Right. And they said that even, you know, as a percentage of the ones that were actually legitimately incorrect were some. But
right,
it just kind of floors me that, I could like put in a change of address form for Coca-Cola Corporation. They're out of Atlanta too, right? And have all their mail for headquarters just sent to my house and go through, what, everything? Oh, look, yeah. I got a new credit card. I got checks of the mail.
Right, but what sort of charges is this guy facing? Yeah. I'm guessing mail fraud, conspiracy to commit mail fraud. The article says that when police went into his house, they found like 3,000 pieces of unopened mail lying around. So he's probably going to get at least one count of mail fraud for each piece of mail that they have.
Probably.
Probably some kind of charge for each of the checks that he wound up cashing. Chances are this guy is going away to some prison for a long amount of time. And before you applaud that, remember, you're paying for this.
Exactly. So all this, you're going to pay in higher postal rates eventually. This will contribute to it because of incompetence by the post office.
When I said you're paying for this, you'll be paying for his incarceration.
Prison. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just beginning the long list of things you're going to pay for.
Right. So, you're
right.
Somebody might say, well, how would this be handled in a free market? You can't just have this guy running around. Well, no, in a free market, he would wind up reimbursing UPS for the at least $58,000 worth of checks that he improperly deposited. Any kind of, you know, violations of personal privacy or whatnot, you know, like, how do you make someone whole in that situation? You know, it's difficult to wind up saying.
There's also the point that, that the U.S. Postal Service, as it exists today, probably could never exist in a libertarian libertarian
that
society.
That was the event that happened last week.
I know. But the idea that, you know, this the post office doesn't work without government propping it up.
Right. And
there would be competitors, and those competitors would be incentivized to take care of people like UPS.
Competitors.
Who would become their customers.
Like the American letter mail company that existed very briefly in 1845 until Congress said, no, see, where it says in the Constitution that we're authorized to create a postal service and post roads, that means that the postal service is the only entity that can deliver first-class mail. We can have companies compete in second and third class mail, but first class mail, that's just too important to leave up to the free market. And Mr. Lysander Spooner, you're now going to prison and your company goes out of business.
I am honestly marking my calendar right now for January 19th, Lysander Spooner's birthday, because I do think we should celebrate that day.
Yes.
We'll mail things with 2-cent stamps on it. Wasn't he the
either 2 or 3 cent.
Yeah, it was basically because he kind of messed with the system and did something outside of it.
Well, at the time,
people were forced to buy them.
The post office was selling stamps for like 20 cents a piece, and he greatly reduced the price.
Right.
And now the post office can't wind up, you know, changing their postal rates literally without an act of Congress. And it was 1844, not 1845. I think the business went defunct in 1851. So he competed for a good 6 years, possibly 7, depending on when in the 2 years everything wound up starting.
Before he was crushed, you know, for daring to defy the powers that be.
You can't compete with us because we say so. It's not that he wasn't providing a good service. He was. He was out-competing the post office.
Right.
And they didn't like it. So when Chris says that the post office wouldn't exist in a free market, he means as it currently exists with a government-granted monopoly. That would not exist in a truly free market. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow because we do this every night of the week, every night of the year, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com. www.thehouseofpests.com.